Beginning of the parsha. Here. The pasuk says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzave the land, and the grass to spread out grass and fruits. So the pasuk says in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Beis, in Parshas Bereishis, "Vatotze ha'aretz desha esev mazriya zera limineo ve'et osepri asher zarovo limineo vayar Elohim kitov." So what does that mean? The land sprouted out grass. Mazriya Zera, Rashi explains that the Zera with seeds that could be reused. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'etz Osepri. Ve'etz Osepri. Rashi says, Eitz Pri, Tamha Eitz, Kitama Pri. The Ribbono Shel Olam in the creation of the world, the beginning of the Torah, commands something that's fascinating. The blueprints of the world were that the eight tam ha'etz kitam ha'pri. What that means is literally, the world was supposed to be that when you walk up to the bark, to the stump of a tree, you could literally take a bite out of it and it will taste like an orange. It will taste like an apple. It was supposed to have tam. It's supposed to have a geschmack. It's supposed to have taste. Says Rashi, as we all know, V'hilo asakein ela v'totze ha'aretz. Ve'etz osepri. The Ribbono Shel Olam really had in mind for it to be eitz pri, that the eitz should be a pri. There should be tam. There should be a geshmak. There should be a taste to the actual branches. But they changed it in this pasuk, and rather it was eitz osepri. Veloha eitz pri. Lefichach kish niskalkel adam alavono nifkide gamhi alavona viniskalkla. So therefore what, says Rashi? When Adam Arishon ultimately sins and falls and is niskalkel, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes Adam Arishon. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam also punishes what? The land. When it comes to the time of punishment, everyone gets punished. Why? If the land made a mistake, if the land didn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to do, then punish the land right away. Why are you delaying its punishment? Question number one. What's the connection between man and this chait? That we're getting the onesh at the same time. Question number two. How's this whole creation happening? Where is this all coming from that suddenly, Parshas Bereishis, there's a world? So it's not because of any other theory that you're going to come up with. It's not because of a boom. It's not because of a bang. It's not because of any sound you want to make, a bing-bang bit of boom. It's because the Eibishter wanted the world to be created. And the Eibishter and the Ribbono Shel Olam was always there, and now he decided for there to be a land. So if the Eibishter and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants there to be a world, and he wants in that world for there to be a what? For there to be a piece of wood that tastes like fruit, so then do it. Just like you decided to make the grass green, just like you decided to make the water blue, Just like you decided to make a sky and water, and you decided to do everything on every day of these 6 days of creation, so then what? You also are the master of how it's going to be created. So if you want eight spri, make eight spri. Why did the Rabbanu Shlom leave it that when it came to this part of the Bria, is epis like a choice? Oh, you see, even inanimate objects have choice, free choice. You see, they were able to go on their own derech, to do their own, to decide what's appropriate for the world. There's something deep going on here, Rabosai, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, that's Tohen Bir. What Bechlal is going on here? Why did the Rabbanu Shalom want it like that? And why did the Rabbanu Shalom link it to the Chet of Adam HaRishon? We find ourselves at this time, the Svarim HaKdoshim explain Parshas Bereishis is an adjunct. It's so close. The sukkahs are still up. Who had time, Bechlal, to even take down their sukkahs? Who had time? Half the shir, they didn't even come home from Eretz Yisrael yet. They're still flying back. Who has time? We're mamish, we're in the middle of sukkahs still. We're still in that zman. We're still not saying tachnun. We're still in that zman. So I think the answer to this question lies in analysis of an inyan in sukkahs. Mirtz Hashem, we'll have the opportunity. I'm so excited after this Yontif, Rabosa. I got to tell you, I am so excited for next year's Limud. Wow, do I have plans about Ian, Bikiyas, Halacha. All next year is going to be Legamre Sukkah. Everything. We are going to conquer that Masechta, Mirtz Hashem. Oh, Mirtz Hashem. Very exciting. That's next year's Limud. The first half with the sukkah, the second half with the Dalet Minim, and all the halachas. We're gonna Mirtz Hashem, we're gonna make sukkahs into sukkahs. Gemara says as follows. Everyone knows that when the Rabbanu Shalom talks about beauty, he's speaking about which yontif? Sukkahs. Rabbanu Shalom says what? Take a what? A pri eitz hadar. Take something beautiful. Take a beautiful fruit. Says the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Hayam and Aleph. So Mirtz Hashem, next year it'll be Chazara. Tana Rabbanon, pri eitz hadar. I'm reading you the Gemara, Lamed Hayam and Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, pri eitz hadar. Eitz shetam eitzo upirio shove. Havi oimer ze esrik. The Gemara goes on, ve'ima pilpulin, maybe it means something else. The Gemara has no idea what the pshat in the words pre-eitz hadar is. This famous phrase that we keep on quoting, that everyone knew over here. Pre-eitz hadar, beauty, yeah, you gotta take that fruit, that beautiful fruit. Rabbi, the Gemara has a different drasha than what you thought. It doesn't mean a beautiful fruit. Zok the Gemara in Sukkah, pre-eitz hadar. What does that mean, pre-eitz hadar? Doesn't say, the Torah doesn't say, the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't say, take pre-hadar, take a beautiful fruit. The Rabbanu Shalom says what? Pre-eitz hadar. Zok the Gemara, what is pre-eitz hadar? What's the taich? What's pshat in pre-eitz hadar? What's the definition? What's the translation? Pre-eitz hadar. Pre-hadar, I understand, a beautiful fruit. What does the Rabbanu Shalom mean? The Gemara doesn't know yet that it's an esrog. The Gemara has to, that's the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Hey. How do you know that's an esrog? The Gemara thinks maybe it's pilpulin, maybe it's little peppers. The Gemara, Rabbi say, the Dalet Minim is fascinating. The Gemara has no idea when it comes to each of the Dalet Minim, which of the Dalet Minim. The Torah is so vague. Kapos Tamarim. Arve Nochal. Priates Hadar. What does the Gemara say? Pre-eitz hadar. So the Gemara says, you know how I know it's esrog? How do I know that I'm mechuyev to take an esrog and not any other pre? Because the Torah said pre-eitz hadar. Eitz shetam eitzo upirio shave. It's talking about a piece of wood a branch, a fruit tree, a fruit that grows on a tree, not like a vegetable. That what? The taste of the branch, the taste of the fruit is shoveh. It equals each other. Ze esrog. That's how I know this is an esrog. Moi rav raboisai. The Rebbeinu Shlomo on Sukkos is telling us something fascinating. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon." You should take on the first day of Sukkos, pre-Eitz Hadar. That's the first thing that you should take. Why should you take pre-Eitz Hadar? Because you need to learn a lesson. You need to understand. You need to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana for this world to be. You need to understand the blueprints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally made in Sefer Bereishis and Parshas Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world and the Teva and the creation to be that the branch, that the stem should taste just as tasty, just as fruitful, just as delicious as the fruit. What does that mean? Clearly the Rebbeinu Shlomo is telling us on Sukkos from this Gemara that there's a link to that chait of the ground, to that chait of the Eitzim, to that chait of the creation in Bereishis. But what is it? What does it mean? And why is that hadar? Why is that beauty? You see, the Rebbeinu Shlomo created a world that beauty and hadar could be misconstrued, could be misunderstood, could be confused with beauty that unfortunately the world and the Goyish world presents. You see, no matter where you are in the world, Bizman HaZeh, in the year 2016, everyone in this world is focused on the bottom line, on the end product. I don't care how you got there. I don't care what you need to do. Just get me that beautiful entity. Just make it look good. The process, the procedure, the effort is not necessary. We live in a world that we gotta have delivery. We gotta have instant gratification. We gotta see that beautiful girl. We gotta see that beautiful piece. Don't focus on what's behind it. Don't focus on what the content is. Don't focus on how you get there, or how you strive and what the effort is, or the person, what he put in to get there. No, that's not the way you're graded. Bottom line, you're graded because of this. Bottom line, your boss says to you, how much did you produce? What did you sell? I don't care how you got it. I don't care how much you schlepped. I don't care how much your effort was. I don't care how you got it. How does it look? And unfortunately, Rabbeisai, this spills not only from the world of commerce and stays in the world of business, but it spills into the world of relationships and, unfortunately, even marriage. If it doesn't look a certain way, if it doesn't appear a certain way, so no matter how much there is behind this relationship, no matter how much we've been through, people say, to heck with it. It doesn't look the way it did once. It doesn't appear that same way. Yeah, we have such a bond. Yeah, we have such a connection. Yeah, we've struggled through so much. Yeah, we've taken trips to the ER in the middle of the night together and been there for each other. But Maisa, you're old. You don't look the same way. There are wrinkles. You're not that same person. Rachmana litzlan, if you define hadar, if you define hidr based on the Goyish Welt, based on the end product, based on just the appearance. Sheker achin, the hell of el ayofi, isha yiras Hashem yitisalom. It's not that Judaism doesn't appreciate beauty, Rabbi Shai. It's not true. If that were true, then we would all have take 1 minute before, you know, we have our Dalad Minim sale, and then we'll be fun. We'll be fine. That's not the case. We do appreciate beauty. We do appreciate nice things. It's just, if it's not with Isha Yiras Hashem Yitis Halal Zok the Gra, so then there's no Hiddur. If it's empty Hiddur, so then the Rabbanu Shalom and Yiddishkeit looks at that and says, like, come on, that's Hiddur. That piece of that content, that thing on the screen is Hiddur? Come on. Grow up. You can't be real about this. That's not Hiddur. There is Hiddur. The Beis HaMikdash was beautiful. The Kalim were beautiful. We were machshiv and we gave shvach, the Gemara and Yuma, to the people that brought gold, to the people that changed the Kalim. Avada. Avada, there's an appearance. But when it's done in the right context, when it's filled up with real things that develop it to a certain way. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Zok the Gemara and Sukkah, if you're only going to focus on the Hiddur HaPri, you're only going to focus on the fruit that sprouts out, that could be plucked off the tree at the end of the day, then that's not pretty. That's not beautiful. That doesn't have value. Says the Gemara, a person who puts in the toil, person who puts in the effort, a person who schwitzes, a person who struggles, a person who fails many times, a person who really works to get to that pre, and you see it already on the branches, on the stems, on the eights, and puts a mila in his machshiv, also the eights, tam eitzo perio shove, to him, he values the eights and the pre shove. He puts the same effort, not only on the focus on how it's going to be, what it's going to look like, what's the marketing standpoint, how is it going to appear, no! Let's focus on the direction, the effort, the toil. And the tam is already there. I know that that's delicious as well. That's what the Eibishter enjoys. I know that right now I can't make a laning on the Gemara. But Rabbeisai, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me for 3 hours to struggle on a Rashi, just so I can read it straight. And that will taste just as delicious as making a Siyum on Maseches Sukkah. Just as delicious. Tam Eitzel. Upirio Shoveh. The Tam already exists by the Eitz. See, the Rabbeinu Shalom created a world that we see right now. A world that can make life look and focus on the end product. A world that the ground has the ability to make decisions that's existing right now in the year 2016. That people who could put absolutely no effort and be on the top of the world and running for president, not doing anything. Easy. Easy come, easy go. And that's what we look up to. That's what we look up to. It's how you look. It's what color your tie is. It's what, if your apartment is made of gold, that's what counts. It's, here's my slogan to running for the leader of the world, is because I have billions and billions of dollars. Rachmana litzlan. Why? Show me why. Show me what. Show me where. Show me how. Show me. No. Pre-Hadar. This world is pre-Hadar. This type of mentality that we face everywhere, Rabbi Sai, already existed from Sheishes Yimei Breishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh the teva of the world, and the world made a mistake, and the world created and went in a different direction, and made a cheshbin, and said, what do you mean? You want me to make fruits? I'm going to focus on the fruits. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I had in mind. I had in mind for an esrog. I had in mind for a pre-Eitz Hadar.
I had in mind for the eights to taste geschmack, for the effort, for the toil, for the struggle. That should be delicious. That should be a geschmack. That should be something that we get an enjoyment out of, even though we don't get the end product, even though we don't can't present it there. Rabbo said this is so fundamental for every area, not only in Yiddishkeit, every area in life. And you should know that there are going to be struggles. And understand that those struggles and those difficulties, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in any relationship, whether it's with parents, Rabbi Isai, they build the relationship. They actually strengthen the relationship. The eitz is the spine for the pri to hang off of. The eitz is what is going to hold and make the fruit what it is. But if you don't have the eitz, you will not have the fruit. And the eitz is just as important. Ilon, Ilon, b'mav arechacha. The Ilon. You have to focus on the Ilon. On the Trui. On the Eitz. Zogt Chazal, ulekachtem lachem b'yoyim arishon. Chazal tell us, fascinating statement. You should take a pre-Eitz Hadar on the Yom Arishon. What do Chazal say? Rishon, lecheshben avonos. This is the first day that we are calculated on our avonos. Rishon to the cheshben avonos. I think what Chazal might mean is that you have to focus when it comes to the pre-Eitz Hadar not only on the actual avonos, but also the cheshben. What's the plan? What's the game plan? What's the strategy? The cheshben. What's the practice? What are we doing beforehand to create the fruits? That's what the Rishon is. L'kachtem l'Rishon, I don't only want to focus on the end product, the end fruit, the pre. I want to focus on the eitz. I want to focus on your cheshbonos. What are your plans? What do you want to do? What do you want to do not only to create? What do you want to be involved in the cheshbonos? Before the actual fruits sprout out. That is what we're metaking on the Yontif of Sukkos. That's what we need to focus on, Rabbi Isai, when we come into this new world reborn after the Yontif of Sukkos, already kimat, still in the Zman of Sukkos. Let's focus not only on the pre, let's focus on the eights. Don't only focus on what I accomplished, what I finished, what I did. Let's focus on the process. Let's focus on the effort. Let's focus on the zman that we put in and how we do it and our echistik. Don't be a Cliff Notes Jew. Be an effort Jew. Be an eitz Jew. And then Emirtz Hashem will be zeiche to be metakin the first chet, even prior to Adam Arishon. But the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom punished the ground when Adam Arishon was punished is because the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted this message to go to Adam Arishon. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom's kavana of the teva of the world to be in this way is that man should realize every stitch of effort, every difficult challenge that you face, that is schar. That has tam. That is taste. That is ratzon habori. That is what the Rabbeinu Shalom also designed and wanted to happen and to taste delicious in this world. Don't shy away from that. Don't say that the world is all preparatory. No. That is geshmak. Sfasemis says that the hachanas to mitzvahs are sometimes more valuable than the mitzvahs themselves. That's because of this idea. That's because of this tam eitzo period show. This Vasemis says that's why the few days before, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no avonos. So Vasemis asks in Parshas Hazinu, Hayitochin, how could it be that the days in preparation to the mitzvahs are even greater than the days of the mitzvahs themselves, asks the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, yeah, that's Yiddishkeit. Sometimes the achanos can get you to higher places than what? Than the mitzvahs themselves. That's eitz shetam pirio ve'eitz oshava. Sometimes the eitz, sometimes the preparatory, sometimes the preparation to things can bring you and propel you to heights that even the actual fruit and the end product can't even get to. It could build character, it could build a connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom that sometimes even the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah can't get to. Rabbi Yisrael, that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He sends the Avon, the Onesh, to the ground that made this mistake in changing the nature of the world and made Teva the way it is, Ara Yom HaZeh in 2016, that we struggle with. That we struggle with, that the world doesn't look pre-Eitz Hadar. The world looks pre-Hadar. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, but listen, this is most relevant for Adam. Adam, I want you to chap this. Adam, I want you to know what the world was supposed to taste like. What the world was supposed to look like. Adam, in your avoda now in this world, know that the eighth is supposed to have time. And the most important person to get that message is man. So Rabbi Yisai, let's be mechazik in this new zman that we have. In this new zman that we have, an opportunity to be kona meseches kiddush, to learn, to shteig, but we're going to have some challenging times. We're going to have a lot of wood that's going to be thrown against us, a lot of eights in the next coming weeks, with midterms coming up. But Rabbi Yisai, we are going to grow from those challenges. And those challenges in those man, in that zman, can be some of the most fruitful experiences. Not the time that necessarily I'm doing well on the bechinas, I'm doing well, I'm presenting the grades, but when I'm struggling, when I'm working with wood, I can take a bite out of that wood and it tastes geschmack. It's just as delicious as getting a 95 on my bechina. It's just as delicious as saying a shtikel Torah is getting stuck on a tosfos, because I got stuck and I worked through it and I asked Rabbi Apfel and he explained it to me and now I'm going to work on it better and the next tosfos is going to be one step easier because I already worked on the last tosfos and I'm getting to learn how to read and to learn how to chop things, and to learn how to make connections, and to learn how to make lishitasams, and to learn how to build off the foundations and things that we've built off of from the beginning of the year. And that toil is something that tastes so good. So let's start post-Sukkos with this new approach to the world of Eitz, Shetam Pirio, the Eitz Oshava. Let's take what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted us to take. Ulakachtem lachem beyom rishon, rishon lecheshbon avodos, eitz shetam eitzo upirio shavim. Yashar koyach. Okay, Rabbi.